Prop 55 has to do with income tax, specifically income tax for people who make a lot of money. 4 years ago, we passed a tax rate increase for people making more than $250,000 a year. That extra money, about $7 billion, has gone to education and healthcare. The increase is set to expire in 2018, but not if a majority of Californians vote yes on Prop 55. Prop 55 would extend this income tax increase until 2030. If you make more than $250,000, your taxes wouldn't be raised further, but they won't be lowered back to pre-2012 rates either. The revenue would go towards education and, in some years, healthcare. Those who support the measure include education and healthcare advocates, like the California Teachers Association. They say the state can't afford to lose this money. It'll help protect schools and healthcare programs from future budget cuts. And the Yes campaign is invested. It's raised more than $56 million. Why would someone vote no on Prop 55, even if they don't make lots of money? Some opponents say a temporary tax increase should just be temporary. The California Chamber of Commerce thinks that Prop 55 would hurt small companies and drive businesses out of state. The San Francisco Chronicle also wants people to vote no on Prop 55. They think that we shouldn't be supporting the education system from income tax because it's dependent on the economy, and that can be risky. Whether it passes or not, Prop 55 means a lot of money. So make sure you're clear. If you want to extend the high earner income tax increase for another 12 years, vote yes on Prop 55. If you want the high earner income tax increase to end, vote no.